Reading Affectionate Guidance, Chapter 7, Transcendental World. Virajara pare shuddha paravyoma dhama, tad upari shri gokula brindaranya nama. Vrindavana chintamani chirananda ratnakhani, chinmaya apurva darashana. Tahi mache chamatkara krishna vanaspati sara. Nilamani tamala yemana. Tahe eka svarnamayi latta sarva dhama jayi. Utiyache parama pavani. Haladini shaktir sara mahabhava namayara. Tribhuvana mohana mohini. Quote, beyond Viraja river is the holy dham Vaikuntha. Above that is Sri Gokula, known as Brindaranya. Brindavan, jewel of our hearts, mine of divine gems, what a joy to see that holy beauty. In the middle of a miracle, dark lord of forest trees, appearing like a sapphire tamal. And there is a golden vine, queen of all the dham, appearing, she's supremely gracious. She's the joy of ecstasy. Mahabhava is her name. As she charms the charmer of the world. Haladinira sara prema, prema sara bhava, bhavera paramakashta nama mahabhava. Mahabhava svarupa Sri Radha Thakurani. Sarva guna khane krishna kanta shiromani. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 4, verses 68 and 69. Quote, the essence of ecstasy is love. The essence of love is heart. And the acme of heart is called Mahabhava. And the personality of Mahabhava is our queen, Sri Radha Thakurani. She is the mine of all good. She is the jewel of Krishna's beloved. End of quote. Srila Govindavanara speaking now. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu composed these great things. We are not actually in the practice of reading them constantly, but I have heard such things from Srila Guru Maharaj. These matters are very elevated for us. But there is our goal, and she is actually our guru, as our divine mistress. Her form is being described here. Although these are very high matters, it is necessary for us to remember them from time to time. We have our future prospect, and that is very high. Srila Kaviraj Goswami has quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Matihi Kriyatang Yadi Kuto Pi Labhyate Tatra Laulyam Api Mulyam Ekalang Janma Koti Sukritar Na Labhyate. Madhyalila, Chapter 8, Text 20. Real devotion to Krishna is very rarely attained. If you see that type of devotion anywhere, purchase it with your hankering, your laulyam. Only your hankering can give you your share of that property. That is the only price for that. Otherwise, you cannot achieve it after even billions of lifetimes of merits. So hunger is necessary for that, and hunger will come if you make your stomach empty first. First, take some purgative and cleanse yourself. Then gradually hunger will come. This cleansing means sadhu sangha. Through devotional association, you will get everything. Those who have heard about Devahuti, the mother of the Lord when he appeared as Kapiladev, may know about this story. Devahuti was asking Kapiladev, my son, I know that you are Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but how shall I reach you? The munis, rishis and yogis have so many processes, but I have no capacity to follow them. My body is a woman's body, and a woman has no right to practice in the Vedic scriptural way. Then tell me, my son, how shall I get devotion to your lotus feet? Kapiladev said, Don't worry, it is very easy. It is not necessary to read many books, perform yajna or fire sacrifice, etc. Nothing like this is necessary for you. I am telling you only one point, and you are to follow this. Satang prasangan mama virya sangvido bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kataha taj joshanad ashva parvarga vartmani shadha ratir bhaktir anukrami shati. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.25. Quote, By the association of the sadhus, talks revealing my super glories take place. Those talks are nectar to the pure ear and heart. Continue affectionately in this way, and rapidly you will gain, first, faith in myself, who am the way to purification of all evils, then heart's devotion, and finally divine love, or prema bhakti, will graciously appear within your heart. Mother, associate with the sadhus and follow their directives. Then you will understand everything. Why? The sadhus are always trying to satisfy me, and you can see how they satisfy me by having their association. If they are affectionate to you, they will give that consciousness to you, and you will easily get my grace. This is the only way. Whoever follows it reaches me very quickly, and this is also my direct advice in the scriptures. End of quote. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the shloka, Yevai Bhagavata Prokta Upaya Hyatma Labdhaye Anjaha Pungsham Aviddushang Vidhi Bhagavatan Hitan. Quote, The ways for even the ignorant to reach Him have been told by the Supreme Lord. Know those ways to be Bhagavat Dharma. End of quote. If Bhagavan says, I like fried potato, and I give him fried potato, he will be satisfied. It is not necessary to think out what will satisfy him if he tells us what he likes. So this is the directive of Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. He is telling you what to do. Do this, do that. This is Bhagavat Dharma. So Kapiladev was saying, quote, Bhagavat Dharma is what is practiced by the real sadhu. You follow that. You need the association of sadhu, and this is my final advice to you, mother. That is, Satang Prasangan Mama Virya Sangvido Bhavanti Hrit Karna Rasayana Kattaha. They are hearing about me, Shravanam. They are glorifying me, Kirtanam. They are remembering me, Smaranam. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. They are trying to serve me in every way possible. Also, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Serving my feet, prayer, servitorship, friendship and self-surrender. They are offering everything to me. They try to do everything with my association. If you associate with such sadhus, then you must also do that. There is no other work there in their association. So you must be benefited if you take advice from the sadhu and follow the sadhu's character. End of quote. This is the first and last advice, and very simple advice, of Bhagavan Kapiladev. And in the 11th canto, the Lord Himself also defines Bhagavat Dharma. So, what is followed by the Vaishnava and written in the Srimad Bhagavatam is Bhagavat Dharma. Then, in the next verse we find, Yanashtaya naro rajan na prema dieta karhichit. Havan nimilya varnetre na skalena na padhet iha. If you take that path, you have no fear from anywhere. Just run. Whether your eyes are open or closed, it does not make any difference. You won't fall down. We cannot guess from here how much joy and ecstasy is there, how much happiness and enjoyment. We are trying to guess, but we cannot, because our puppy brains cannot conceive it. Everything is explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami. That is called the science of devotion. There Srila Rupa Goswami has said, Yavatitya bhavana vatma yaschamachkara bharabhu hridi satvodvale badang svadate saraso mataha 25132. What can we guess about that plane? It is living. The slightest idea of that ecstasy you cannot guess with your puppy brain. What can you think? You can try to imagine how great the sky is, but how will you imagine it? In your estimation, only 2 kilometers or 2 miles is great. But your brain can think, yes, the same sky is in America and in India. So some kind of broader conception is possible. Still, even that is less than a mustard seed. One mustard seed means 14 worlds up and down. All those planes together are called one Brahmanda or universe, and that is like no more than a mustard seed in the presence of the divinity. Then how much can you guess? If you can surpass the ideas of your entire consciousness, then perhaps you can consider what kind of wonder that ecstasy is. Our brains are always agitating this way and that, trying to understand, but we cannot guess what kind of wonder that is. But it is. And the sages and seers, the munis and rishis, they feel for us, and for our benefit they have compiled the Shastra to guide us, especially Srila Veda Vyas. So it is not helpful to try to understand this with our tiny brains. Only when that ecstasy will come and conquer our hearts can we feel it. And we must wait for that, not try for it. This is the way to taste it. When he will come, my heart will be fulfilled within a second. That is the ecstasy, the essence given in the perfect philosophy of Vedanta. Raso vaisaha rasang hevayang labdhvanandi bhavati. If you want that ecstasy, you can try to worship that plane. Then you will get it by the mercy of the real associates of Krishna. And that is the main thing. But there is no need to be hopeless. Much hope is here, especially in this Kali Yuga. Mahaprabhu said, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offense, and you will get everything. End of reading of chapter 7 of Affectionate Guidance.